Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
All right, LA, appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight. Got a great show lined up. Dylan Hernandez, LA Times sports columnist, does great work around Dodgers baseball. He'll come up at 7 o'clock. We'll get into LeBron James finally talking, hopped on a podcast, Road Trippin', that's the podcast with Allie Clifton from Spectrum Sportsnet, Richard Jefferson, and finally kind of talks a little bit about what's going on and, you know, obviously no NBA season and COVID-19 and everything else. So we got a lot of good stuff lined up, but I want to start off the show. You know what's kind of been lost in this entire shuffle? So we're talking so much about the NBA season being canceled, talking about, or at least on hiatus, March Madness gone. I mean, there's no March Madness games. This will be a year remembered for not having NCAA championship, the Olympics being postponed. I mean, I could go down the list of all the different sports that we've talked about over the last couple weeks since everything kind of went down or started to take effect here in the States. I think baseball got lost in the shuffle. You know, and maybe that's just for me, but I feel like because we've been talking about all these other sports, we kind of forgot about baseball yesterday planning for the show. And I mentioned a couple topics and Jesse and I are talking and, you know, I'm like, you know what, let's talk some baseball tomorrow. One of the main reasons why Dylan Hernandez from the LA Times is going to hop on and then kind of come to thinking, I'm like, wait a minute, tomorrow or tonight now, you know, obviously is opening day. This was supposed to be the San Francisco Giants coming to Dodger Stadium, Clayton Kershaw on the mound, obviously no surprise there. And really what it was supposed to be, it was supposed to be the start of the best team in baseball making their World Series run. I think a lot of people would say this season, the best chance for the Los Angeles Dodgers to win a World Series, to get a championship, the first one since 1988. That's what today was supposed to be for the Los Angeles Dodgers and for baseball. You know, I kind of remember this vividly. Growing up as a kid, NBA has always been my favorite sport. By far, it's been my favorite sport. My best friend was a huge baseball fan. I was a huge NBA fan. And just naturally, you spend so much time with your best friend, you start all of a sudden watching what he's watching or vice versa. So I remember in the late 90s or so, I would watch baseball. Anytime I got the opportunity to do it, I was watching every team that you could think of. But growing up in San Diego, a lot of Padres baseball. And I come to kind of, you look back and you think of what opening day is. What when you get to late March or early April, what baseball means to a lot of people. And you don't have to be the biggest fan that's watching all 162 games a year. But there's something about opening day. There's something about this time of the year. And especially for the Dodgers walking into this season, all of a sudden Mookie Betts, part of your roster. Obviously, David Price was going to be part of the rotation. Somebody that's won a World Series that has fantastic experience. Walker Buehler. I mean, you look at just the lineup as far as all the different options that the Dodgers have, all the different options that Dave Roberts has. And I'm not saying that this isn't going to potentially be something, that opportunity is not going to be there at some point down the road, but that's what today was supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like out of when you start thinking about it, and I know I've been doing it a ton as well, how much have I been talking about the NBA and when are we going to get NBA basketball back? How are they going to play out the season? What would it look like? What's the end date that you can go to? It kind of feels like everything got lost in the shuffle when it came to baseball. Now, maybe there's a lot of Dodger fans out there where they didn't forget today by any stretch of the imagination. But I think as the season progresses in baseball specifically, it becomes more top of mind. But there's nothing like opening day. I think for the Dodgers, too, when I mentioned, you know, the last World Series was in 1988 and we know that they've won seven division championships in a row and as well run of an organization as any in sports right now. The issue is no World Series ring to justify the whole thing. But, you know, you kind of look at their last few years and I would say being screwed out of a World Series by the Houston Astros in 2017, not just the Dodgers, too. You know, you got to put the Yankees in that conversation. There are other teams that were competing in 2017 as well. But for the Dodgers, it maybe touches and it feels more because you went seven games against the Astros and you felt like you could get it. This is supposed to be the start of a season where all that gets forgotten. And we obviously don't get that. It was supposed to be an afternoon game, too. How good are afternoon games? Get a chance at Dodger Stadium at 1 o'clock. Any of these games, Sunday afternoon games, Saturday afternoon games are the best. But that was all supposed to start today. And it is kind of interesting to me because I want to say the Dodgers and the Lakers are – I don't know if the best way to put it is they're on similar paths. But in a sense, they are, right? Right now, the Lakers – are supposed to be one of the favorites to win an NBA championship. Season stops. We got no idea if they're going to get an opportunity to play down the road. We have no idea if they're going to have an opportunity to be crowned 2020 champions. And I think for the Dodgers, there's some similarities there. Dodgers are the favorite. Them and the Yankees are the two teams. Those are the two favorites to win the World Series this year. And to have the season stop before it even starts, that's probably a tough pill to swallow for a lot of Dodger fans out there. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a much bigger storyline that affects the entire world. So I'll always say that, you know, once we do get back to sports, we got back to sports because we stopped the spread of COVID-19. We have it under control. The United States feels like it has it under control. The world feels like it has it under control. That's going to be a great day, not because we got sports back, but because we took care of a big problem around the world right now. Just part of the prize is getting sports back. But Dodgers and Laker fans, this is supposed to be the year, you know, and it still can be. It's just currently delayed, right? Like if you look at the predicament, the situation that all your local teams are in, but specifically the Dodgers and the Lakers, these are two franchises. As big as it gets in sports, they're both delayed right now. And I kind of feel like Major League Baseball was, I don't want to say on the back burner, but it kind of was because the season wasn't, the season hadn't started yet. It was only spring training, which would be the equivalent of preseason in the NBA. But today was supposed to be a very special day in sports. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. Okay, there's a lot of chatter about Mookie Betts. There's concern. This is, I think, part of it more from a media perspective, but the concern that, well, Mookie Betts, if the season is canceled this year, if let's say that can keeps getting kicked down the road and there wasn't a season, what if Mookie Betts never played for the Dodgers? He'll obviously be a free agent at the end of the season. I think there's a little overreaction there. Let's talk about that when we come back. And then also Rob Manfred was on with Scott Van Pelt. And had a lot of interesting things to say about the upcoming season. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. Opening day. That's what today's supposed to be. Opening day. Dodger fans are supposed to be leaving right now Dodger Stadium and talking about the 1-0 record, the start against the San Francisco Giants. That's obviously not the case, but that's the case with all the sports right now. I think there's a, you know, and this is natural. This happens when it comes to sports, especially comes in this kind of climate right now, overreaction to certain things. I've heard a number of different networks talking about, well, if they don't have a season this year, baseball cancels their season or they have to keep kicking that can down the road to where eventually they can't obviously play 162 games. We already know they're not going to play 162 games. Well, then Mookie Betts, there's risk that Mookie Betts would never actually play for the Dodgers. I think we're jumping to conclusion on that front. I mean, for that to happen, then you're basically saying there's no NBA champion as well, because that means the NBA season got completely canceled. A lot of things would have to happen. Also, what would have to happen is, you know, you look at just in general what's going on in the world. That means we're pretty far behind. And I don't have an answer to it. Nobody has an answer to it. But Rob Manfred, who was on Scott Van Pelt last night, I thought was playing out some of these scenarios that that could happen for MLB baseball. And in one specific clip, he's talking about what the season, the MLB season, could potentially look like.
Well, I think we need to have a regular season with a credible number of games. I think we should have a postseason format that focuses on providing the most possible entertaining product to our fans at a very, very difficult time in our history. And overall, I think our goal is to play as many baseball games as we possibly can, given the limitations associated with the public health concerns.
Is there a round number for reasonable? 100? I mean, what's a reasonable number in your mind?
Look, I think that the exact number that we'll see is reasonable is going to depend on when we get to go ahead to play.
Of course.
I don't have some absolute number in my mind that's a make or break. I think we have to evaluate the situation. I also think that we need to be creative in terms of what the schedule looks like, what the postseason format looks like. You know, obviously our fans love 162 game season and the postseason format that we have. We're probably not going to be able to do that this year. I think that's clear. And it does give us an opportunity to do some different things, to experiment, and to make sure that we provide as many games as possible and as entertaining a product as possible.
By the way, what a great test for Major League Baseball. And what I mean by that is, just take from Rob Manfred's words, and baseball has not been known for being creative, have been forward-thinking, trying new things. You associate that more with the NBA. You associate that more with Adam Silver. So when you hear Manfred talk about how they need to be creative, that they got to do different things because this is a completely different predicament situation that MLB baseball has ever been put in or any other sport has been put in, really, frankly, anybody in the world, period, has been put in. I mean, when's the last time that you and I, anybody listening on the app or in their car right now, where you're basically being told, don't leave your home. No. Sit at home. Work from here. We're trying to be creative. I'm trying to be creative in how I do the show. I'm trying to be creative in how I set up the show with Jesse and Curtis. And everything that we're accustomed to, we can't do it anymore. And I think for baseball, this is an incredible challenge for the sport because they can walk out of this and they can walk out. Hopefully this is going to be the case as well with some really creative ideas, doing something that's different, thinking out of the box, getting fans even more entertained, getting a casual fan like me, because I am a casual baseball fan. I'm not on MLB Network, you know, every single night when I come back from work. I'm not following every MLB baseball team or any of that stuff. I'm that casual fan that if you can attract me, that's big time. You know, that is going to kind of change the interest in the sport. So I think the way he's breaking it down, and of course they're not going to play 162 games. I saw some things being thrown out earlier today that they would limit the innings. They'd go 7 innings and try and play some doubleheaders. Now, I don't know if that's the best idea. I think, you know, a little bit later in the show, I'm going to talk about the effects this break is going to have on all the sports, just the players specifically with injuries and, you know, if they're in the best shape and how this just kind of messes up the body's routine. We'll do that a little bit later in the show. But what an incredible opportunity for baseball to do something a little bit different. And that is so against what MLB baseball is accustomed to. Rob Manfred went a little further. Talked about an optimistic start date for the season.
My optimistic outlook is that at some point in May, we'll be gearing back up. We'll have to make a determination depending on what the precise date is as to how much of a preparation period we need, whether that preparation period is going to be done in the club's home cities or back in Florida and Arizona. And again, I think the goal would be to get to as many regular season games as possible and think creatively about how we can accomplish that goal.
All right, so that's the best case scenario, May, that May time frame. That's why I say, too, let's not overreact. Let's not talk about Mookie Betts. Let's not worry about Mookie Betts right now. Let's not worry about if Mookie Betts is ever going to play for the Los Angeles Dodgers. There's just no need to worry about that. I mean, in order for that to happen, first of all, that wouldn't be determined for a couple of months. But You just have to assume and to, you know, think, I guess you could say, the best case scenario, not over promising and under delivering. But being a little bit more optimistic that, okay, at some point there will be Major League Baseball, just like you're thinking at some point NBA basketball will be back. You've heard Adam Silver talk about it, Mark Cuban talk about it. They're going to do everything they can to try and crown a 2020 champ. Here's the worst case scenario for baseball.
Obviously, we're not in control of that worst case scenario. I think that if, in fact, the situation with respect to the virus is such that it's not safe to resume play, whether it's in alternate sites, empty stadiums, whatever it is, we have to accept that as a reality. It would be a tremendous hardship. It'd be a hardship for our fans, be a hardship for our players, and you know, frankly, it'd be a huge economic hardship for our owners. It would be a real tragedy. But the one thing I know for sure is baseball will be back. Whenever it's safe to play, we'll be back. Our fans will be back. Our players will be back. And we will be part of the recovery, the healing in this country from this particular pandemic.
They definitely would be a big part of the healing process. And when I say that, what I'm referring to, I was doing crosstalk with Mace in Ireland. And Mace was, I was telling him college football came up in whatever conversation that we were in. College football came up. And I was telling Mace, I'm like, Mace, I forgot about college football. Like, I've been thinking only about the NBA because we were in the middle of the season, and that's my day-to-day job. I was thinking about March Madness because we're in March, and the tournament got canceled. You start thinking about some of the golf events that got canceled, some of the soccer matches. You can kind of go down the list of all the different sports. Now we're talking about MLB baseball. Certainly that spring training and opening day, all that stuff's being postponed as well. And college football, I was like, Mace, I can't even think or remember the last time I thought about college football, just because there's all the other sports in front of us. What's crazy is when sports does come back, this is what Mason had brought up. Mace was like, can you imagine when sports actually comes back and all these leagues are going to try to play as many games as they possibly can to obviously share or keep some of that revenue? That's something Rob Manfred was mentioning as far as, you know, from a business perspective, every game that's lost, that's an incredible amount of money that's lost in the NBA. It's lost in Major League Baseball. It's lost in March Madness. You know, you can kiss the entire tournament gone. So you can only think about the probably hundreds of millions of dollars, or maybe it's even more than that, that's going to get lost in March Madness. That's kind of the next wave, I guess you can say, when we talk about worst case scenarios. But I still feel for baseball, on the baseball front, we got a lot of issues around the world right now, and we all know that if at some point we get sports back, then all that gets resolved. Baseball has that opportunity in front of it as well, where we'll have to kind of just wait and see how things play out. But I'm very curious. I'm just as curious, actually, about how baseball treats their season the rest of the way when baseball does come back. I'm just as interested in that as I am with what the NBA does. Because I have more confidence in the NBA being the more creative sport. It was actually something interesting Rob Manfred mentioned with Scott Van Pelt. Great interview, by the way. It's probably 16, 17 minutes. You can go up on YouTube, listen to the whole thing. Hopefully I took some good nuggets from it. But it was interesting because Scott Van Pelt had asked the commissioner if he's talking with any other of the commissioners around sports. And I think the NBA has been kind of this leader in making these big time decisions and the other leagues following along. And Rob Manfred said, yeah, he has. That he has spent some time talking to some of the other commissioners in all the different sports. And, they're all kind of trying to work their head, wrap their brain around what's going on in the world of sports and what's next. And here's the reality. Literally, nobody knows what's next. But at least the commissioner came out. I haven't heard much from Manfred. This might be actually the first time we heard anything from Manfred, but you've heard a ton from Adam Silver. So Silver's been the one that has kind of continued to lead this thing off. Dylan Hernandez, LA Times sports columnist. You've heard him come on the show a couple different times. He does a great job, as good of a job as anybody, in covering Dodger baseball. And he covers, you know, all the other sports as well, but Dodgers specifically. When we come back, we'll hear from Dylan Hernandez. I want to get his vision, his picture of what today was supposed to be in L.A. What was it supposed to be like with Mookie Betts and David Price? Great championship caliber, guys that have won World Series before, joining a team that was already stacked. What was today supposed to be like for Dodger fans, and what we could look forward to? Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
GEICO has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Mason had us listing our greatest songs ever. I had to throw some Burning Spear in there. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock. Coming on right now, Dylan Hernandez, LA Times sports columnist, hopping on the show. Dylan, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you? I'm doing all right, I guess. All things considered.
I know, man. I mean, listen, I've done. We've been doing shows every night, and it's like every time that I bring somebody on and we have certain topics, or a listener calls in, I mean, how do you not just kind of acknowledge what's going on in the world and everything else? But have you been pretty much just doing all your work at home, like everybody else?
Yeah, if that much. You know, I've actually been pretty, impressed with how industrious most of my colleagues have been. Mm. You know, honestly, today I spoke to Tom Lasorda a couple days ago. I had a column about that in the paper. The first thing I'd written like in a week, honestly. So my days have kind of been actually, you know, consumed with, homeschooling the kids kind of at this point. You know, my wife is a first grade teacher, thankfully, so she's kind of taking the brunt of that. But I'm the bad cop, right? I mean, when they're not listening to her, I'm the one who's doing tablets and stuff like that. So
Dylan puts his
day right now.
Dylan puts his foot down if they're not studying their science and their math. I like it, Dylan. I like it. how is Tommy Lasorda doing? I read your article. For those that haven't got a chance, it's on LA Times on the sports section. How is he kind of dealing with everything going on and really, you know, no baseball?
Yeah, honestly, like a lot better than I imagined. You know, I was a little bit worried, actually, right? I mean, Tommy is one of those guys who loves being around people, right? He loves shaking hands and taking pictures and signing autographs and, you know, giving kids motivational pep talks. And, you know, he was out there at spring training again this year like he is every year. You know, he goes out there in the cart and they usually set up a little, you know, station for him where people line up and, you know, he'll sign autographs for hours, right? And so I thought that for Tommy it would be, you know, it's kind of expecting
really tough.
To actually
be
a little bit down, you know? Mm-hmm. But he was actually very kind of – he was vintage Tommy, right? I mean, he sounded like, hey, we're going to come out of this. And, you know, you could kind of see, again, why he was such a great motivator as a manager. You know, he had a little bit of that in him. So he was in good spirits. And, he's – you know, even though he says he's not too sure what's going on, he's listening to orders. He's staying indoors. And, you know, what was kind of good to hear was, you know, you'd heard him say in the past, you know, I want to make it to 100. Then it became 110, and then he said, you know what, after the Dodgers win their next World Series, maybe God can take me. Now he says he's going to try to make it to 120. So I think that's great for all of us that enjoy kind of seeing him around, you know, as kind of a bridge, I guess, right, to the previous generations of Dodger teams.
Well, I love it, and I love the positivity, too. You know, it's great to have that type of outlook because, let's be honest, it's been tougher, I think, a lot of people just in general to be positive in times like this. So that's a great outlook to have. Today was supposed to be opening day for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And, you know, the expectations that go to the Dodgers this year, most experts have them. Okay, this is the best team in Major League Baseball, or at absolute worst, they're the second best team behind the Yankees, however you want to put one and two. And here we are right now. What was today supposed to be for the Dodgers? And what I'm referring to there, Dylan, is just, you know, a month ago, what did this day mean to you? And it's not like we're not going to have that opportunity at some point, hopefully in the near future, to be playing baseball and to be at Dodger Stadium and to go up against the Giants. And Clayton Kershaw's on the mound, and your outfield has Mookie Betts and Cody Bellinger. What was today supposed to mean for you and for Dodger fans?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? I think for the Dodgers and their fans, I think today was going to be the day where they kind of were going to relaunch kind of this next attempt at winning a World Series. You know, I think obviously with the way things have gone the last few years, I think it could have very easily become, you know, right for fans and for the team to kind of get discouraged. But the front office, to their credit, went out and got, you know, a top, what, three player in baseball in Mookie Betts. You know, another guy in David Price who might have a shot at winning, you know, 20 games in the NL. You know, and I think that changed. And then also kind of with what happened with came out, you know, with the Astros, you know, they're cheating over the offseason. It kind of broke up, I think, that feeling of monotony maybe, that it kind of maybe started to sink in, you know, and kind of bad, right? Because when they got knocked out last year in the playoffs, you're like, oh, man, they didn't do it again. You know, all the things that kind of happened this offseason, I think, kind of sparked a sense of renewal, right? And so this was going to be, right, and like you said, you know, at least from an offensive standpoint, this was probably the best Dodger team that we've seen, you know, in the Andrew Friedman era. So, yeah, this was kind of supposed to be that day of kind of relaunching. And now, you know, instead, you're kind of left wondering, you know, are they going to play baseball at all? You know, kind of, and this is obviously, I'm not sure if it made too much news here. I don't think it did. But, you know, in Japan, the coronavirus thing, they've had it at least until the last few days a little better under control than we have over here. They were planning to, you know, start their season in late April. Well, a player just, you know, the first player in the Japanese league just tested positive. And so my guess is that April 24th, I believe, opening day that they had set, that's probably not going to happen now. And, you know, you kind of have to remember, right? I mean, Rudy Gobert, you had one player in the NBA test positive, it shut everything down.
Sure.
It's hard for me to kind of believe, right? I mean, even if it's June, like one guy tests positive, like can you really go forward with a season like that? And I really think at this point we have to kind of start, you know, bracing ourselves for the possibility there might not be sports for a lot longer than we might imagine at this point.
Interesting. Dylan Hernandez, LA Times sports columnist. I played a couple clips. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, was on with Scott Van Pelt yesterday, and he was kind of playing out some scenarios and optimistically some type of start in May or, you know, brace for the worst. And what would be the worst? Obviously, no season. I'll get your thoughts on this, Dylan. So they're going to have to be extremely creative no matter what. And if there's a season that does take place in a couple of months or in 90 days or whatever the case is, I've had a lot of conversations from the NBA front on that. And probably because you only had 19 Laker games left. So you were at the end anyway. So you can skip some of these regular season games and go straight to the postseason or play a week and then do it. So we've played out those scenarios. What do you think baseball does? I mean, how does baseball, if the green light is in 60 days or 90 days, what do you think happens? And how creative is baseball going to have to be because it's such a unprecedented scenario?
Yeah, you know, I think on one hand, you know, we had an interesting story in our paper a couple days ago, Mike DiGiovanna, or was that actually that was in today's paper? Sorry, these days are all kind of matching up at this point. But you know, where he spoke to Scott Boras, right, the agent, who kind of proposed this, you know, maybe a December World Series with a, you know, in a neutral site, in a predetermined site, kind of to make it like a Super Bowl type of event. You know, I really love that idea. I think initially something like that might struggle, right? Because, you know, are people really going to travel for like a whole week and stuff? And, you know, obviously the culture kind of hasn't been established yet. But I do think, you know, in the long term that's a great kind of idea, right? Where you have a week-long baseball festival, maybe announce awards and stuff kind of throughout that week and, you know, make it, again, kind of like with what the Super Bowl is, right? And, you know, with the Super Bowl, you have, say, like a 500,000 people going into a city. You know, and, but only, right, 60,000-70,000 people can actually get into the game, you know, with baseball, right? Given that it's a series, you can, you know, half a million people go into a city, you know, maybe almost everybody will be able to get a chance to get a ticket, you know? And I think so. I think there's a lot of potential there. Now, obviously, with stuff like this, you're always going to, right? It's not just a league decision, though. You know, you'll have broadcast partners. And that's really, I think, you know, something, right? It's going to be, you know, right, these TV stations that own these rights, these broadcasting companies that own these rights are ultimately going to have a say in this, right? Because they're the ones that are putting the big money forward. You know, a lot of the, right, I mean, it's no secret that, you know, professional sports, a lot of the revenue is generated through television. So I do think that that's kind of an obstacle there in terms of, like, how creative they can get. And, you know, you also have to be concerned about how late you play these things because, I mean, if you have a December World Series and what, these guys are going to go to spring training in, like, February? You know, that doesn't really sound too realistic to me. So, you know, my guess is that we're probably going to be closer on the side of cancellation than we are, you know, with things getting pushed too far into the future. You know, kind of same thing with the NBA too, right? I mean, if the finals take place too late, I mean, you're already kind of stepping into getting to the point where, okay, well, how far is training camp from there? And that's always going to be a consideration where how does it affect the next season? You know, the one sport that I think that maybe has kind of a chance and maybe a real incentive to kind of change a little bit is, you know, of all things soccer, where, you know, Major League Soccer is not kind of on the same calendar as the rest of the world. And maybe this is a chance for maybe the international, right? I would actually think that MLS actually does it right, right? Where they kind of start in February and go into the fall. Mm-hmm. You know, most leagues in Europe have to take a winter break basically in the middle of their season. That doesn't really seem too smart, right? So maybe, you know, this is a chance for the, you know, other leagues to kind of, you know, match their schedule to, you know, what we do over here, or, you know, but basically kind of get everybody on the same page. But I do think for the major American sports where things are kind of set and, you know, broadcasters have an idea that, okay, this is, you know, Super Bowl time and this is the time for the NBA Finals and this is when we do March Madness, I do think it's going to be a little bit tougher to kind of rearrange things.
So on the NBA front, Dylan Hernandez, LA Times sports columnist, hopping on the Sliwa Show. On the NBA front, you've heard Adam Silver talk about how, you know, they're pretty determined that they want to finish off the season. And I know everybody does. Everybody wants to have their season. So I know it's one thing to say it, but I believe the NBA is prepared to push off next season, not however long they need to, but they're definitely going to be flexible and saying, okay, well, if we were going to start the season in mid-October or, you know, the last week of October, like we did in 2019, then you know what? If we have to start it in December or push it out a couple months, I think the NBA would do something like that. It sounds like, I guess from an MLB perspective, the way you've kind of laid things out, you think there's a kind of a certain date where you can't really push any further, where that's where you're kind of referring to, well, maybe then this just season just doesn't happen.
Right, yeah, you know, and obviously there are things about, you know, and I'm no medical, my brother's a doctor, I'm not, but, you know, I'm no expert on this, and obviously it sounds like there's still things, right, that even the medical experts aren't sure of, you know, how seasonal this thing is, will this thing cycle back?
Sure.
You know, and so I think that there's still questions that we kind of have unanswered here, right? I mean, I also kind of think that there isn't any reason to think that, right, I think it's definitely possible, for example, that this thing is still kind of a problem, you know, say in the fall or in the winter, right? In which case it's just kind of, you just, I think, have to throw your hands up and just say, okay, you know what, we're just not going to have sports in this country this, or, you know, anywhere for that matter this year. You know, so again, I think that a lot of it, you know, I think it was one of those medical experts that was on TV recently said something along the disease is going to tell us, right? It's not going to, we're not going to dictate the terms.
Dr. Fauci.
The virus is going to, I think that was probably him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of the guy, right, everywhere. So, but I think, you know, he said the virus is going to dictate the terms to us. And I think that's absolutely right.
Dylan, how can this help hurt the Dodgers? Shortened season, just as an example, how do you think it could play towards the Dodgers' advantage or play against it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the one area where it could take, you know, be an advantage to them is that two of their pitchers, right, two of their key pitchers, Clayton Kershaw David Price, sure. You know, got a lot of miles on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the less that they have to pitch, the better. Now, that said, you know, I do think that they are clearly the best team in the National League. You want, right, it's kind of the same thing with golf, right? The longer it goes, the better the chance, the better player is going to win, you know? And mm-hmm. I think the same thing is true of any sport, right? The more you play, and that's always kind of been the thing about baseball, right? Even the best teams, you know, right? You know, you win 70% of your games, maybe 60-something percent of your games, you know, and you lose a lot too. And it's just kind of over the 162-game season, that's how excellence is determined usually. The shorter the season is, I actually think it's kind of to their disadvantage, right? And especially the fact that they went out and grabbed a player like Mookie Betts, right, to really kind of establish themselves, you know, as the dominant team. I think it's going to be very unfortunate for them if they don't really kind of get to, you know, play a full season and kind of take advantage of all, you know, the talent that they've stockpiled on their roster.
Final question for you, Dylan, and I'll kind of play off the Mookie Betts side of things. So some articles coming out today, and listen, I get why it is. We just have no idea when the season's going to start. And like you've kind of cautioned, it could very well not be a season, and we'll just have to kind of wait and see. Do you have concern that, you know, you may never get to see Mookie Betts play for the Dodgers in a regular season game, in a postseason game? Has that crossed your mind yet, or did it just start?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, right, it sounds like, you know, there have been some reports out now that, right, the league and the union have agreed to certain things, what's going to happen if the season has to get canceled. So they're obviously thinking about it. And one of the things is, yeah, you're right, that, you know, even if there is no season, players will be credited with service time, which means Mookie Betts could be a free agent, you know.
Sure.
You know, that said, I don't really think you could blame the, you know, there's no way the Dodgers could have known this. I will never fault anybody for going
for it. Of course,
right?
Not.
Even
no.
if, you know, it doesn't matter if Alex Verdugo goes on to become a multi-time all-star and whatever, very talented player, but we knew that, right? And that would obviously just be really, really kind of unfortunate because, you know, it felt like kind of over the years, you know, the Dodgers have been playing it pretty cautiously, right? Both in terms of, you know, their checkbook and in terms of how they've kind of been hoarding, right, protecting their top prospects and stuff. And this time they realized, you know what, right, after kind of hitting the wall time and time again, they got to that point where, okay, let's go for it now. And, you know, personally, I would just kind of like to see them, you know, at least see how this plays out, right? And, you know, so that they get that experience of at least getting to kind of see the fruits of their labors there. And, you know, there's a pretty good chance that we're never going to see that happen. So that would be, that'd be pretty unfortunate, you know, not only for the organization, but for the fans as well.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I think you bring up a great point. I never fault. I actually couldn't respect it more when an organization goes all in. Dodgers went all in this year, kind of similar to what the Lakers were doing for Anthony Davis and the team that they put together. That's your realistic chance of getting a chance to win a championship. So they did the right thing. Now you just kind of got to let things play out. We'll see what happens. Dylan, great stuff, man. I can't tell you how much I enjoy your insight, specifically around the Dodgers. Appreciate you hopping on the show.
No, thank you so much for having me on.
All right, that's Dylan Hernandez, LA Sports, LA Times sports columnist. Let's do this when we come back. I love what he just said there towards the end. It's nobody's fault. Like, you can't obviously point the finger at anybody. But, man, there are a lot of ties to the Dodgers going all in, the Lakers going all in. It's a expiring contract for Mookie Betts. It's an expiring contract for Anthony Davis. So I love that. I love that tie-in right there that Dylan mentioned. I haven't taken any calls. I haven't even given out the phone number. My bad, LA. My bad. 877-710-ESPN. When we come back, we'll talk some Dodgers baseball. By the way, I got to also get into a couple things from the NBA perspective. The Road Tripping Podcast, Richard Jefferson, Shannon Fry, and Allie Clifton. LeBron James hopped on with them. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710. Okay. All right. All right. Good stuff from Dylan Hernandez. So one of the things that, for those who kind of play exactly what Dylan was referring to. So Dylan was talking about, first of all, he didn't sound all that confident that he thinks there's going to be a base MLB is going to play out the 2020 season, and we all don't have any idea. But I will say maybe I'm too optimistic, because when I hear somebody come on and kind of lay it out the way he did, it makes me kind of think twice. And maybe those who were bringing up the Mookie Betts stuff, that maybe you don't get to see him in a Dodgers jersey, maybe there's something there. But what one of the things Dylan was mentioning, so he was talking about the Nippon Professional Baseball, that's the Japan major leagues. They postponed the start of their season due to the spread of the coronavirus. Season was supposed to open on March 20th, so obviously they're holding back now. It was supposed to come back potentially now sometime in April because a player got COVID-19. Well, that's big news. It's big news because if I try to give the scenario, let's say in 60 days or 90 days, I don't have an answer to this, but I'm going to just play out this scenario. 60 days from now, we feel like we got everything under control. And the leagues decide, okay, let's stop losing money. Let's go make some money now, because we know these leagues at the end of the day, they make an incredible amount of money, and they want to take advantage of the TV deals and all the advertising sponsors inside the stadiums and the ticket sales and the jersey sales and merchandising and parking. I could go down the list of every different way that they're making money when there's games going on. Let's say they decide, hey, we just got to get a season going. Can we just move forward with the season and no fans? You still can't have the 20,000 packed stadiums or 70,000 in football, or in Major League Baseball, it could be 30,000, 15,000, 50, depends on a weekday, weeknight, whatever the case is. What if one of the players then gets it during the season? What if the NBA is in the middle of the playoffs? And let's think of a playoff team. Let's say the Houston Rockets, one of their players got it. Don't you have to stop the season again? Don't you then have to test? You got to go into a 14-day quarantine. You got to retest all the players on both teams. You got to test the referees that were refereeing that game. You got to test the coaching staff, the trainer, anybody that was associated. You don't even need a 20,000-seat stadium. Don't you have to stop? And what are you going to do? You're going to say, okay, well, we're going to stop this Rockets-Dallas Mavericks series, but we're going to keep the other series going on. No, you're not going to do that. I think you're going to have to, you know, postpone it. I think you're going to have to keep kicking that can down the road. I remember bringing that up early on when Rudy Gobert got COVID-19, and then kind of the trickle effect kind of happened from there. I remember bringing that up very, very early on, and obviously I haven't done it since then. But just listening to kind of Dylan play out some of these scenarios, that's something to think about. And I'm sure the leagues are thinking about it, but I wonder what they would do in that predicament, in that situation. And maybe I went from being much more positive or much more optimistic to maybe I'm too optimistic. But I'm also listening. Yesterday, we're doing the Sliwa show, and I was talking about Mark Cuban feeling optimistic that a May start date, something along those lines. And I was actually saying there, I'm like, don't overpromise and underdeliver. Don't give false hope. But we'll just have to kind of wait and see what happens. One other thing Dylan mentioned, I loved what he mentioned at the end there, how, you know, this Dodgers scenario, it is unique. It's unique because here they are going all in, and Mookie Betts is on this roster, and that, who knows, maybe a delay to the season could work to the benefit of Kershaw, work to the benefit of Price. These are two pitchers that definitely have a lot of mileage on them. Maybe they don't have to pitch over 162-game schedule. Maybe they're pitching over 100-game schedule, whatever the case is. But I love how he mentioned that it's nobody's fault, and you got to love that the organization went all in. It's the best example when I give, or the best comp that I could give. The Lakers went all in for Anthony Davis. Brandon Ingram could end up being an amazing basketball player. He already is, by the way. He's going to continue to get better. He's 22 years old. Maybe Lonzo becomes an all-star down the road. Maybe some of those picks that you gave up become quality. But there are some points within an organization where the timing is right to go all in. the Dodgers are going all in. There are no question marks for the Dodgers. The only question mark is when is the season going to start? That's the only question mark. Everything else after that, they're set up to win their first World Series since 1988. Are there things that can derail that? Of course there is. Are there performances and players that need to be more clutch in the postseason? Of course that needs to happen. But they are set up right now. They're all in. The Lakers, exact same position, all in this year to go win an NBA championship. Here we are. Lakers and the Dodgers. No season going on right now. No season going on right now. Okay, I want to switch gears here. So the road trip and podcast. I don't know if you guys ever heard the podcast. Sometimes they put it up on Spectrum Sportsnet. It's with Richard Jefferson, Shannon Fry, Ali Clifton. They had LeBron James, LBJ, on the podcast, and he was talking about if this is a good thing for his body or a bad thing, having this stoppage in play. I'll play that for you guys when we come back. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.